Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The Bible says the years of a person's life are 70 years, and if by reason of strength, 80 years. Now, of course, this goes way back when they spoke this, but if you really look at today, most people die somewhere between the 70 and the 80s in our population. Well, that's what the scripture says. My point is this. God is not just your God. He's the God of your children. He's the God of your family members. So in this verse, God says, choose life that both you and your descendants might live. Now listen, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cling to him. Codependency is two people clinging to each other. God says people ought to cling to him. Now you say, well, what about marriage? The two are one. Yes, yes, listen. Folks, you have to understand this. Even in your marriage, in case you didn't remember what the scripture said in Luke 11:26, the Lord said, you have to love God more than your husband. Amen. Some of the ladies are saying, well, that's easy. You have to love God more than your wife. Some of the men say, yeah, that's real easy. But for those of you who don't find it easy, you must still do it. You may have the most perfect person in the world, but you still have to love God more. You may have a perfect marriage, but you must still love God more. You must put God before any human being. And so here, it says that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, and that you may cling to him. Now listen, for he is your life and your length of days. You may be single and you may say, well, I need a husband. I need a wife. Listen, my friend, the most important relationship is your relationship with God. That person cannot give you satisfaction. Oh, they'll give you company and hopefully it'll be good company, but they can't bring peace to your soul. They can't bring true satisfaction to your life. No human being can do that. God saw to it that no human being could give you total happiness. No, there's a place in your heart that only God can fill. It doesn't come from other people, see? It doesn't come from any relationship but from God. For he is your life and the length of your days. In other words, your relationship with God determines how long you live. I don't know if you've ever thought of it that way. But that's what the scripture says. God is to be everyone's provider. When the Bible says here, for he is your life, the word life literally in the Hebrew means maintenance. In other words, God maintains you. God keeps you alive. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, but my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Somebody say amen. Amen. Now, Satan's plan is for people to disregard the Lord and look to each other to have their needs met. Oh, please hear me tonight. I'm talking about codependency. I'm talking about how it happens. Sometimes totally unaware. We're good people. We're nice people. We're just trying to help people. Others are they've just gone through situations in their childhood and they need people. They didn't find it in their youth. They didn't receive the affirmation. They didn't receive the love. They didn't receive what they needed. And so they look to others to try to fill that space today. My friend, if that's you, only God can do it. People cannot do it. You have got to find that in God. People are just the icing on the cake when you find good people. People are just the whipped cream with the cherry on top. God is the dessert. So you've got to get to know God. You've got to dig down deeper in your relationship with God and get those things you need from him. It doesn't come from people. People will only use you and abuse you, especially when they find out that you're needy. Satan's plan is for us to disregard the Lord and look to each other to have our needs met. Some people say, I need a man. The kind that wears pants, you know. Has the t-shirt that's cut out and you can see his muscles rippling. You know what I mean? The kind that can move his chest around and he's got those muscles that are real defined in his stomach. I need that. Some men say, I need a woman. I need a woman in the worst way. Oh, God, you know I need a woman. You need God. You need God to satisfy your life. A lot of people, they got a spirit of lust. Lusting after flesh, lusting after people. No, my friend, you got to get rid of that spirit of lust. And you have got to ask God, what's your plan for my life? We come to God to say, what's your purpose? What's your plan? But Lord, you are my magnificent obsession. It's not people, see, it's you. When people look at each other for their needs being met, that's how codependence is established. Codependency can occur in any type of relationship also, including family, co-workers, friendships, and especially romantic relationships. Codependence describes behaviors, thoughts, and feelings that go beyond the normal kinds of self-sacrificing caretaking. Hear me what I'm saying. See, it often involves placing a lower priority on one's own needs while being excessively preoccupied with the needs of others. Codependent people are constantly in search of acceptance. They constantly put their own needs, they put the needs of others before themselves. And this creates a sense for them that they're needed. They cannot stand the thought of being alone and no one needing them. Now tonight, I'm just going to briefly touch on this. Parents can easily develop a codependent relationship with their children. I'm going to start off safe for you. Next week, we'll get a little deeper. The parental role requires a certain amount of self-sacrifice and giving to a child's needs, and that's high priority in your life. However, nevertheless, a parent can become codependent toward their own children if the caretaker or the caretaking or parental sacrifice reaches an unhealthy or destructive level. See, this can happen by giving your child, for example, everything they want and failing to discipline them. Many parents do this because they want to be loved by their children. I want to be loved by you. You know, they want to be loved and they want to be accepted. And you know, when you make your children upset sometimes, they're upset, but inside you're upset too. And some parents just can't take that. Perhaps the parents had a poor relationship with their own parents. They always sought to please them for their attention and their approval. And as a result, the desire to be loved and accepted became a codependent behavior. Does anybody recognize what I'm saying here? Do you recognize it in yourself? That you performed, you worked hard to please your mommy and your daddy because that was the way you got kudos. That was the way they paid attention to you. That was the way you got their approval. At least in your mind, there was no unconditional love. You paid for it. So now these same people, they follow the same role in that they understand that when you do something for someone, then it should reciprocate some feeling of appreciation or acceptance or affirmation. And it's so strong, and sometimes people don't even recognize it, that they respond to their children in inappropriate ways, where the child begins to run the household. Some of you have been to people's houses like that. And you want to know what's wrong with those people. You said, if I could just have that child for one day, just 1 hour, that would be a transformed little boy. Oh, that little girl be so different. Soccer moms, be careful. Do not make your child feel like the whole world revolves around them when you're driving them all around from place to place. See, we have to make sure what we're doing for our children is not excessive. If you teach your child entitlement behaviors, eventually, when you can't purchase something they want, they'll just go out and take it. Now, I'm just talking reality to you guys here, but we're talking about codependency. So you must understand your relationship with your children will affect your descendants and your generations to come. That is why you must fix codependency in yourself. The way your child responds to you and the way you respond to your child may be having a negative effect on them. It can become so negative one day they'll lose their lives. Because codependency is a very serious issue, especially within the family. I'm staying with children tonight. But next time we're going to really go in deeper in relationships with husbands and wives and also in relationships that are not married. Because, oh my goodness, we have to talk about this. The Bible shows us how God had to judge a father and his sons because of this passive father who refused to discipline his sons. And that family was the family of Eli the priest. In 1 Samuel 3:11, in the scripture, there's a conversation where God is talking to a little boy named Samuel, who was about to be the one who's going to take the priest's place. God talks to a little boy. He stopped talking to the priest because of his disobedience, because he would not discipline his children. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 3:11, then the Lord said to Samuel, I'm about to do a shocking thing in Israel. I'm going to carry out all of my threats against Eli and his family from the beginning to the end. I have warned him that judgment is coming upon his family forever because his sons are blaspheming me and he hasn't disciplined them. Now, parents, listen. Because you may think you have got an agreement with your children, but if they're not behaving and obeying you, you don't have a good agreement. And the Bible expects you to discipline your children. Now, how you do that, that's up to you. As long as the results are right, they obey.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve. Thanks so much for listening to the program today. We are living in perilous times, but I want to let you know something. God has protecting angels watching over us. And I just feel like I need to say that. One of my favorite scripture verses is Psalm 91. Let me read for you a few verses. It says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. He goes on to say, I will keep you from trouble. And I will deliver you and I will honor you. And with long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. My friends, today, God is watching over us, so we have nothing to fear. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The Bible expects you to discipline your children. That is for their own protection. Let me give you a few scriptures that helps you, because some people may have grown up or read the book that Dr. Spock wrote back in the 60s. Basically, you don't hit your child. You don't You don't want to damage their self-esteem. See, because they may grow up and have a damaged self-esteem. What's interesting, just a few years back, they took that book out and they actually said, this book is not right. And it has led to a lot of children being destroyed. Listen to some scripture. Proverbs 29 and 15. This is what God says about disciplining your children. To discipline a child produces wisdom, but a mother is disgraced by an undisciplined child. Discipline your children and they will give you peace of mind and make your heart glad. Now, it may not happen while you're disciplining them, but overall, that's what the Bible promises you. You know, mothers tend not to want to discipline their children. A lot of them say, wait till your father gets home. You know, and let's just look at the world in which we live today. There are many single parent homes where children lack proper discipline because mommy doesn't want to do it. Mommy is compassionate. She's a nurturer. It is difficult. But the Bible says, moms, you have to discipline your children or they will bring shame to you. Proverbs 23 and 13 says, do not withhold correction from a child, for if you beat him with a rod, he will not die. You shall beat him with a rod and deliver his soul from hell. Just remember that when you discipline your children. They can cry and cry and cry, but at least they're not crying in hell. Now listen to God's warning to Eli, because God had spoken to him before he pronounced this judgment with Samuel, the boy. In 1 Samuel 2 and 14, it says, a little background on Eli's sons. It says, now the sons of Eli were evil men who had no respect for the Lord. The translation was that they actually did not fear the Lord or trouble themselves about him. In fact, they violated their responsibility as priests. Verse 13 says, whenever any of them offered a sacrifice, anyone offered a sacrifice, Eli's sons would send over a servant with a three-pronged fork. And while the meat of the sacrifice was still in the pot, the servant would stick the fork into the pot and demand that whatever he brought up would be given to the sons. Now, the law of Moses was very specific about what the priest could have, a portion. See, the priest would always get a portion of the sacrifice. But what has happened here is the sons have said, when you stick that fork in, if it comes up more than we're supposed to have, you take it and run. Forget about what God's supposed to get. Verse 14 said, all that the fork brought up, the priest took. See, it was a thing of discretion. You knew, okay, it's like you're digging in the pot and you're going to take out some food and you say, well, I'm only supposed to have this portion and that's what you do. But the priest said, well, you know what? Get a bigger ladle and whatever comes up, sorry, God, that's for us. So in other words, they were keeping back God's portion of the offering for themselves. That'll make a good sermon on offering giving. But we're not talking about that tonight, but just put that away. Verse 17 says, so the sin of the young men was very serious in the Lord's sight, for they treated the Lord's offerings with contempt or disrespect. Now God spoke to Eli through a prophet. Listen to what it says in verse 29. And God said, why do you scorn my sacrifice and offering that I prescribe for my dwelling? Why do you honor your sons more than me? We're talking about codependency. One of the parts of being codependent is a passive person who knows that they should not do this, but to stay in that relationship, to keep that relationship from being rocky, to continue to have that relationship where the people love you and they feel good about you. You kind of back up on your morals. You kind of forget what, you know, the boundaries you've set. This is what this father was doing with these sons. And the Lord said, well, why do you honor your sons and you don't honor me? Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, says, I promise that your house, this is a promise God gave formally. He's about to change the promise. I promise that your house and your father's house would minister before me forever. But now the Lord declares, far be it from me. Those who honor me, I will honor. But those who despise me, I will disregard. I will raise up for myself a faithful priest, talking about the little boy Samuel, who will do according to that which is in my heart and mind, and I will firmly establish his house, and he will minister before me and be my anointed one always. And then this is what he says to Eli's family. Then everyone left in your family line will come and bow down before him for a piece of silver and a crust of bread. And please appoint me to do priestly office so I can have food to eat. See, Eli's lack of discipline affected generations to come because God literally did this to his family. He had the lineage of the priesthood, but because he failed to discipline his sons, God ripped it away from his descendants to come. And in the future, literally, they were begging for someone to give them money, and they were begging for a crust of piece of bread. Codependency. It is something that we may not even consider at times, but folks, listen. People are not your responsibility. They're God's responsibility. Even your children, yes, you watch over your children for God, but not excessively. There are people who help their children even after they've graduated from college and school, even after they're married, even after they're married to their second and their third husband or wife. Oh, it's so quiet in here. Did you all leave already? Truth will do that to you. You know people like that. You know people that are helping people, and it's been a long-term relationship. My friend, don't get caught in codependency. Don't become a god to someone else, lest God have to move you out the way. And if you have this, if you have this feeling of being responsible for others because of things that have happened in your life, I want to help you because you've got to learn. This is how you begin to heal from codependency. You have got to put God as that person in your life that you seek approval from. That lack you feel and you keep going to people, you have got to get on your knees and you've got to say, God, be that to me. God, you have got to pray. You have got to seek the voice of God. You have got to read the Bible. You have got to get lost in your relationship with God. People are good. But you see, your problem is that you feel you need people more than God. You've got to break that. You've got to understand I need God more. And as you pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you, he'll make it to happen in your life. Here's just two scriptures for you in Deuteronomy 10 and 20. In 21, it says, you shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve only him, and to him you shall cleave, and you shall swear by his name. For he is your praise, he is your God, and has done for you great things, which you know, for your eyes have seen. In Matthew 22 and 37, Jesus said, you must love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind. See, you start by increasing your time with God. You shut off the television. You shut off any other kind of music other than worship and praise. You turn your heart toward God. You seek God with all of your heart, with all of your life. This is a time where God has to heal you. God has to heal those things in your life.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is part two of Codependency. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
Father, we thank you because you said, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will you bless us? And so, Lord, we're asking today that you would bless us, that you would heal and help us, that you would deliver us. Thank you, Lord. You see what we're going through. You know what we are going through. And we are asking now in the precious name of your Son, Jesus, that you would deliver us and bring us out.
Your word says, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. And so we ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.